Let's go check in on all the games. I think the DraftKings Big Picks insider, Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports, is standing by. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Hopefully things turn out better for the Lions than last week.
Yeah, and speaking of the Lions, on the DraftKings Sportsbook board, that line is going up for the Lions in terms of how many points they're getting. It's now sitting at plus 12, over under 48, Monday Night Football against the Packers in Green Bay. What are your picks?
Well, the only chance they have maybe is if Aaron Rodgers moves on to Jeopardy. Detroit's got to try something different. They've got to play with the lead. You know, maybe it's a couple different formations. Maybe they come up with a trick play or two to get the lead. But playing from behind is not going to get it done. I know they've covered 7 of the last 8 in the series. But I'm going to give Aaron Rodgers one more chance at redemption here. It's not yet Jordan Love time here in Green Bay. I think Green Bay gets it done here. I know they have a new rookie starter here at center and also right guard, but too much talent, and I think they're going to just, the receivers will run wild here against the Detroit secondary. Not showing much here. Blow out city. Green Bay 37, Detroit 17.
All right, so that would take it over 48. Next game on our list with DraftKings Big Picks insider Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports, Stafford and the Rams. They're 1-0. Most have anointed Stafford the MVP. The Rams, the Super Bowl champs, are at the Colts, who didn't look good last week, getting blown out by Seattle. Colts are getting 3.5 at home. Home dog this week. Are you taking Stafford and the Rams?
Well, I think that you got to look at Indianapolis here. I mean, I know they lost the first week, but they've lost 8 straight season openers. They have bounced back to cover the spread in game 2 each of the last 4 years. I just think Seattle caught them. They didn't know what to expect with the new offensive coordinator. Their secondary was caught napping, but they still do have a really good defense. They were top 5 last year in takeaways, run defense, and red zone defense. Thing that impressed me most, Carson Wentz, 25-38 for 251 and 2 touchdowns, and most importantly, no interceptions. I think Jonathan Taylor is going to have a big game. If David Montgomery had 100 yards, put him down for 120. The wrong team is favored. Indianapolis pulls the upset, 31-26.
All right, 60 seconds on our final game with DraftKings Big Picks insider Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. Falcons getting 12.5 against Brady and the Bucks in Tampa. Who you take?
So you're never as good as your bad or your best game. And most people will say that, but I have a feeling the Falcons might be a bottom 3 team in the NFL here. They got lucky last week. It could have actually even been worse. The Bucks were whistled for 11 penalties last week. I think they end up clearing it up here. And I know Atlanta's not going to have to face Jalen Hurts, but they're going to face Tom Brady, who has not good, excellent wide receivers here. This is going to be another easy win here for Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, 31, Atlanta, 10.
He is the man, the DraftKings Big Picks insider, Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports, every Friday this time on the DraftKings NFL Power Hour and the huge show across Michigan. Good to hear your voice again. We'll talk next Friday.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.